April 19th, 2011, this is Pulling You number 62. Greeting, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands with more on Jacobi Transfers. This is Day 2, Part 1. As you recall, in Day 1 of our discussion on Jacobi Transfer bids, the opener bids won no trump with 15 to 17 points in this case, and responder with 5 hearts or 5 spades, regardless of points, will bid one less than the 5-card suit. If they have 5 hearts, they will bid 2 diamonds, and opener is forced to bid 2 hearts. If they have 5 spades, they will bid 2 hearts, and opener is forced to bid 2 spades. When the responder has invitational values, they can then bid 2 no trump with a 5-card suit. When the responder has a 6-card suit, then the responder knows that the partnership has an 8-card golden fit, since opener must have at least 2 cards in that suit. At this point, with invitational values, the responder can rebid 3 hearts or 3 spades of their 5-card suit to invite game in 4 of the major. And unlike the stamen bid, which has 3 responder bids depending upon whether opener has a 4-card major suit or not, in the Jacobi transfer system, the opener is obligated to accept the transfer unless there's interference by the right-hand opponent. When partner opens 1 no trump and we have 5 or more in a major suit, let's say spades, we bid 2 hearts. Partner by demand bids 2 spades. If we have less than 8 distributional points, then we pass. With 8 or 9 distributional points, we have an option. If we have 5 spades, then we invite by bidding 2 no trump. If we have 6 spades, then we invite by bidding 3 spades. Since we know that partner has 2 spades, we have 6, we're inviting a 4-spade game. With 10 to 14 distributional points, certain we have a game, no interest in slam, we'll bid 3 no trump with 5 spades. And if we have 6 or more spades, then we'll bid 4 spades directly. And let's also review on day 1 some of the statistics we had with Jacobi transfer bids. We'll expand more on those in the lesson today. We took a look at 100 hands that met the criteria where the responder had 5 cards in a major suit, and the opener could have 2, 3, or possibly 4 cards in the suit with the balance 15 to 17 no trump hand. We looked at the tricks available and the percentage of tricks made with both a balanced hand by responder, that is with a 5-3-3-2 shape, as well as an unbalanced hand where there was 5 cards in the major and 4 cards or more in the other suits with shortness in some. So taking a look with 2 high card points with the balanced hands, we made 8 tricks 22% of the time. We don't expect to make a lot of times since we only have 2 high card points and partner, recall, has 15 to 17, so we have less than half the tricks in the deck. With an unbalanced hand, though, notice that we make 8 tricks 27% of the time. It comes up about 5%. Well, how about for 4 high card points? Well, we make 8 tricks 52% of the time, and with an unbalanced hand, we make 64% of the time. So clearly, we do better with an unbalanced hand, and when we get to 4 high card points, we should be able to make our contract most of the time. And with 6 high card points, we'll make 8 tricks 79% of the time, and an unbalanced hand will make it 89% of the time. So we want to be sure to give adequate valuation for our long side suits, suits that are 4 cards or longer. We'll expand on that more in just a little bit. So at this point, we should be comfortable with the concept that as responder, we transfer and pass with less than 8 distributional points when partner opens 1 no trump with 15 to 17 points. We've learned that length points are based upon working honors. So if we have a long suit, but no working honors in the suit, that suit will be difficult to promote. Whereas if we do have primary honors in the suit, or at least a good source of honors in the suit with some secondaries, our chance to make extra tricks are more pronounced. Extra trump matters. Yes, both for the opener as well as the responder. So the longer we have in a suit, the more likely we are to develop extra tricks. The responder may ask for more information, such as inviting 2 no trump with 5 trump with 8 or 9 distributional points, inviting 3 hearts or spades with a 6-card trump suit and 8 or 9 distributional points, and bidding 3 no trump with 5 trump and 10 to 14 distributional points. Finally, bidding four hearts or four spades directly with six trumps and 10 to 14 distributional points, since we know partner in these situations will have at least two trumps in the major. So let's work through some hands that will help to illustrate high card point and distribution points, as well as working honors for a responder's hand. So the opener begins with one no trump with 15 to 17 points, a balanced hand. And responder in this case has queen 10 five times in spades, three little in hearts, king third in diamonds, and queen doubleton in clubs. How would you bid this after partner opens one no trump? Well, the auction should go one no trump. We bid two hearts, transferring to two spades. Partner does bid two spades in the south hand. We then pass. Why pass when we have 7 points? Do we count a distribution point? No, I don't think so. With queen 10 fifth, this suit will not set up. Notice our honors are spread. They're not working all that well. Even though we have the benefit of a 10, we don't have enough points. And if we take a look in spades, running a 100-hand simulation, we'll see that we'll make 8 tricks 87% of the time, yes, but we don't really want to do an invitational bid because we only make 4 spades 15% of the time. In no trump, we do make a 1 no trump game 77% of the time, not as good as playing in 2 spades, which is the 87% of the time, and to make a 3 no trump contract is almost unheard of, only 18% of the time. Okay, in a moment, we're going to take a look at some different 7 high card point hands. This one I would call a bad hand with honors that are not working all that well. So as we learned, with an ordinary 7-point hand as responder, we have no interest in game. So how about super acceptance? You'll recall on day one, we spoke about the situation where partner opens one no trump. We bid a transfer suit, in this case, let's say 2 diamonds with 5 or more hearts, and perhaps no points at all. Our partner has 17 points and 4 in our suit, the heart suit, and jumps one level rather than bidding 2 hearts, goes to 3 hearts. So in this situation, partner has shown extras and a strong interest in game when we have some extras on ours. Well, how about this 7-point hand? What do we want to do? You recall the last hand? Let's take a look at it again. So in this part of the lesson, we're going to take a look at different responder hands with the same high card points and the same shape. Okay, so partner in the south opens one no trump with, in this case, 17 high card points and 4 spades. We're going to set this up for a super acceptance. We in north have the hand we saw before, queen 10 5 times in spades, 3 little hearts, king third in diamonds, and queen doubleton in clubs. The bidding starts one no trump. We in north bid 2 hearts, transferring 2 spades. Our partner south jump bids to 3 spades with 17 and 4 spades. What do we want to do with the north hand? Do we want to accept? No, we should pass. If we take a look at it, we'll see that it makes 9 tricks 55% of the time, and our partner's already bid 3 spades. It'll make 10 tricks only 19% of the time. When we have this spread honor situation, these are not good working honors, even though partner has 17 points. Our queen 10 fifth, we like the fact we have a queen 10, but it's not enough points to propel us to game, even though we have 7 high card points. So let's take a look at some different responder hands that have better working honors and see if we have enough tricks to make a 10-trick game when partner super accepts. For comparative purposes, we'll have south once again open one no trump with 17 high card points and 4 spades, prepping for the super acceptance bid. North, this time, will have ace, queen, jack 5 times for the 7 high card points, 3 babies in hearts, 3 babies in diamonds, and a doubleton in clubs. So the auction begins 1 no trump by south, 2 hearts in north, transfer to spades, accepted by south, bidding 3 spades, a jump with 4 spades and 17. Should north accept this time? Yes, this time we have good working values. And so if we take a look at the statistics, we'll find that it'll make 9 tricks 87% of the time, and indeed it will make 10-trick game 57% of the time. Notice that we have 3 working honors in this situation. It's definitely worth more than 7 points. It's worth 8 points, and if partner is doing a super acceptance with 17 and 4 spades, We certainly want to accept game. So the point we're trying to drive home here is that when we have extra points, good working honors, this suit is worth more than its high card points. Okay, once again, the same hand for South. In North this time, Ace Jack 10 five times. In Hearts, Queen three times. Three babies in diamonds and a double 10 in clubs. So the auction proceeds one no trump, two hearts, a transfer to spades, super acceptance of three spades. And do we accept this time? Is this hand better or worse? Yes, we do accept, and this hand is slightly better. This time we can make 9 tricks 96% of the time and 10 tricks 66% of the time. Recall in our previous example with Ace Queen Jack five times, we made 57% of the time, about 9% less than with our Ace Jack 10 five times and another honor. So we really have four honors here working for us, and we make an even higher percentage of the time. Let's try some other combos. Once again, same hand for South, 17 high card points with four spades. In North this time, Ace King 10 five times, three little in hearts, three little in diamonds, and a double 10 in clubs. This is a better hand, isn't it? Ace King 10 five times. So we're certainly going to accept a four spade game with the super accept by partner. And we take a look, and this time we're up to 75%. We have two prime honors plus one in the long suit. So we went from 57% with Ace Queen Jack five times to 66% with Ace Jack 10 five times and an outside queen, four honors, to 75% with a very nice trump suit, Ace King 10 five times. So I ask you, can it get any better than this? Well, admittedly, 75% game is pretty hard to beat for seven high card points by the responder, but let's try another one. How about Ace King 10-9-8. Oh yes, the body cards. In hearts, 10-9-8. In diamonds, 10-9-8. And in clubs, 10-9. Well, certainly, this must be a little bit better than the 4-3-2s. How about it? Well, making 9 tricks 97% of the time, and rather than 75% of the time making 10 tricks, we bolstered it up to 79. We've come up by 4%. So we can see these body cards do make a difference. So in this lesson, we've looked at some of the subtle hand evaluation criteria on whether or not to accept game when we're on a threshold. These items pertain to the responder and in some instances to the opener as well. One of the items we would consider would be the extra length in the trump suit. We learned about when the opener does a super acceptance with four cards in the implied transfer suit. Certainly extra trump length for the responder counts as well. Another would be a balanced versus an unbalanced hand. So a balanced hand by responder, a 5-3-3-2 shape with a 5-card major, will not generate as many tricks as a 5-4-2-2, more for a 5-4-3-1, more yet for a 5-4-4-0, and better yet with a 5-5-2-1 or a 5-5-3-0. And as we've seen, working honors, especially in our long suit. Another would be sequence suits, such as King, Queen, Jack, Fourth, Queen, Jack, Nine, Little. That would be a broken sequence. Jack, 10, 9, Fourth. And finally, the body cards, the tens, the nines, and the eights, can make a slight difference in seeking a game contract. In day two, part two of our exercise, we're going to have an exciting time taking a look at some actual hands-on using our simulator. We've seen these types of numbers, but where do they come from? In this case, we have 8 high card points with both balanced and unbalanced, and we can see that we do better for sure when we have an unbalanced hand. And similarly, when we go up to 9 high card points with a balance, we can take a look and see how our numbers compare there also, as well as when we have a 5-2 fit in spades. In other words, we should be playing in a 3-no-trump game. How do those numbers compare with the others? We'll take a look at the actual hands-on using our simulation to see where all these numbers come from and the actual use of the tool itself. Additionally, we'll take a look at bidding some balanced hands where we have a 7, 8, or 9 card trump fit to see how that compares with the statistics. Okay, Bridge friends, I hope you enjoyed part one of our lesson. For our free, premium, and ultra members, on our next segment, we will analyze bidding and play based on our Jacobi transfer lesson. For our premium and ultra members, in part three, we will have more exciting hands and commentary, including bidding drills with a variety of hands. Of course, if you're not currently a member, we welcome you to regularly begin enjoying membership privileges for under $10 for a three-month subscription. So don't delay. Come to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.